Yes, so we're hearing reports of $3.40 Wade Darwin, which is quite phenomenal, and I'm not too sure how long that price will be on offer for. So that certainly would indicate that exporters are finding it challenging to meet the numbers and meet the demand that's being created as a result of the fourth quarter allocation.
And how is that sort of price being received in Indonesia, the customers?
Yeah, sure. That's a very good question. And we did spend some time talking to people in businesses in the supply chain, from feedlot operators through to processing facility operators, etc., and also businesses in the wet market. And there's no question it is from their reports, it is, I guess, applying a great deal of pressure on the supply chain, and they're being forced to find efficiencies and margins along the way. One area that is giving them a little assistance is the strengthening of the rupiah against the US dollar, so that's managing to offset some of the price increases.
The supply of northern cattle is only going to get tighter as we get closer to the end of the year. Are you expecting that price, that amazing record price, to go even higher?
Look, it's hard to know where it's going to end up, Matt. I think there is, a point where it's just simply not sustainable to source cattle, at a price. If companies aren't able to earn a dollar along the way, well, then simply it's not sustainable in longer term. Perhaps just until the end of the year, in order to get those quotas filled, then we may see that type of money on offer and potentially go even higher, but it's certainly not sustainable in the longer term, according to businesses in the supply chain in Indonesia.